Blog Talk Radio.
The hits just keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad of radio.
The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. With Tone Robbins.
Live and direct, man.
Koopy Afore.
Video. I am your host, Koopy Afore.
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject. The newest member to the Powerhouse Squad.
Sophia Alexandria.
Yeah. Once again, the Powerhouse Squad is in the house. This is your brother, man, with the master plan right now. Just trying to hit you up to let you know the Powerhouse Squad is in the house. We just want to let you know that we love you out there. Want to give a reach out and say to all those out there struggling in the struggle or around the world, the Powerhouse Squad is supporting you. And we do hear you, and we hear your voice, and we are giving your voice a voice to speak with. So you know the platform. But beyond that, just trying to deal with these issues going on. Kofi's not going to be able to make it with us today. He's got a little couple of issues he's been dealing with right now. You know, Pastor Kofi is also a pastor. So, you know, so with that being going on, that, you know, we hope to see him come in next week. Remember, next week's issue, we are going to be talking about diseases, survival. Going through these cancerous diseases, these issues that have been plaguing America for over 1,000 years, but some of us still find hope, still find a way to survive and able to live a productive life, even with these diseases or something going on in our lives. So we want you to let you know that please call into the show. Take that time and let us know your survival story. Better yet, hit us up on the app. Let us know. You know what to do. Download the app. Get it right there for you. Go in the forum. Post your question. Post your answer. You know, what have you survived from? As a survivor, what kind of survival tips can you give to somebody else struggling? These kind of questions can come into place. All right? So let's get right into it. The Powerhouse Squad, sound up. Brother Tone, are you in the house?
Peace and light. How y'all doing?
Sister Sophia, are you in
the
house?
Hey, everybody. I am in the house. What's going on?
All right. All right. Well, this is part two. We're talking about faith. All right. We defined what faith means last week. Now, now we defined it. Let's talk about it. Let's find out what it really means to have faith. What are the instruments to achieve your faith, and get into the about how to strengthen your faith, but mostly strengthen it. We want to learn how to strengthen our faith, because we in this society, with the pandemic going on, the Derek Chauvin case finally got settled. But people still going to get messed up and thinking like, well, the sentencing, they're going to slap him on the wrist on the sentencing. Yes, he was convicted, but does not mean the sentencing is going to be what we would get. If something like that came from a black person, probably what, we're looking at 30 years? Nah, this person probably, some people thinking, well, he's going to get 15 years, maybe 20 max. He ain't going to get no really hard time for it. But, you know, this is the kind of thinking we have. But so it brings on stress, and you lose faith. The loss of something. So, what we're going to do today, the Powerhouse Squad, we're going to take it from the love perspective. We're going to look at it, keep going, and we're going to get into it a little bit more. But I got a special request for today. We're going to start, what we do. It's the time for the news. Let's get that news going, family.
Live on NFL Radio Studios in Sanford, Maine, premium local and national and international news, keeping you updated to the current events. It's NFL Radio News. Your host, Brother Alfred, of the Powerhouse Squad. So, Let's get into it, and let's get ready to stay informed.
All right. You know what it is. It's time for the news. Hey, Brother Tone, I got a question for you. What do you think's been going on with Heavy in the news? What do you think's been the front line issues out in the news lately?
It's a couple things. Just last night, we had the GOP speaker, Tim Scott, make some waves. If you don't know who he is, he's a representative from South Carolina that came out and just made a statement that just simply said, hey, America has no racial issues at all. And this is coming from a black man from South Carolina. That's a hot topic. Yeah, that's a hot topic. Pressing on the channels on all fronts of the social medias today. Of course, I mean, we had a bill that just recently passed from the Stop Asian Hate situation where they moved swiftly and approved a bill for any hate crimes committed against Asians during this pandemic. And they put a whopping budget of $100 million out there for compensation for those impacted. Yeah. Imagine that.
Wow.
Other things that's going on in the news. Yeah, reparation. But other things going on in the news. Yeah, the Oscars that just passed this week, which was a frontline Hollywood event, the Academy Awards. Things out there that's populating. That's on the front line. The NFL draft is today. You know what I mean? So for all these young men that have aspirations of becoming a pro athlete, they get to walk the plank and put themselves on display, you know, over the past couple of weeks, the way that they used to examine slaves to see if the buck was good enough. And, hey, they'll have their opportunity to see if they're drafted and can live their professional dreams as a national football player in this upcoming season. And NCAA tournament just wrapped up. They have two new champions, women's basketball champions and men's basketball champion. It's rather interesting because Gonzaga had momentum the entire season. They were undefeated.
What?
They have a dream perfect season, and they lost in the final game of the NCAA tournament. So we crowned a new champion. It was rather interesting. And this is a hot take from it. Vegas alone, there was over $500 million wagered.
What?
The NCAA tournament. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Ooh. So, ouch.
We're not
ouch.
Broke. We just
yeah.
spend our money in different areas. That's what
yeah.
I got.
Yeah.
What you seeing out there, Sister Sophia? What's piquing your interest on your timeline?
Well, I just been, I mean, like, crazy shocked about how much crime has gone up. Killings, there's a shooting everywhere. Like in North Carolina, there was a 13-hour standoff shooting that took place, left two deputies dead and three other people. And I'm just like, to me, it's just going, during this pandemic, I think maybe they're saying a lot of mental health issues are happening, so that's probably causing the spike in these shootings. Because if you notice, we had a lot of mass shootings, so that's been standing out. And then the thing also that happened in Georgia, where they passed laws to make it harder for people to, vote, people of color. You know, they reduced voting stations in area, making it farther away for the predominantly black areas to vote. So that's what's standing out to me. But it's crazy to hear what you mentioned about that. Did you say $100 million for the Asian
$100 million. Absolutely.
That's
crazy.
But we can't
figure out how to compensate people for a reparation. But that's another story.
Ooh, we just saying.
Right, literally.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh my
just
god.
Saying.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, also want to put in the news, let you all know that, you know, that the NSF right now.
Oh, wait, wait. There's one more thing. So, as she was saying, she was talking about crime. And
mm-hmm.
I think we mentioned this last week because it happened on the same day as the verdict being read where the young lady was gunned down by the officer. So, Cincinnati Bar has gone as far as to tell LeBron James, if you don't apologize for what you tweeted in the moment, we're never going to play your games live in our bars again.
What was his tweet?
He said you're next.
What? No, come on. That's what that big thing was. Oh, okay. See, I know LeBron. You know, LeBron's, you know what I'm saying? You know, he got more reach than Stretch Armstrong. Trust me. Listen, these people are not that crazy, or they're not that stupid to come on out there and do that. That's just so wrong on so many.
What did he tweet?
Hey, the tweet was, okay, so I think there was an image of the cop, and he said, you're next, and then hashtag accountability.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
uh-huh.
you know, that was trending all last week was accountability. So the big thing about it, though, is people took it as a direct threat to the officer. And it's not really a direct threat. It's just basically saying, hey, we're tired of this. It's time
mm-hmm.
for something to happen. Actions are going to happen. And just today, they announced that a police officer was killed or, excuse me, whatever his wounds were, he passed because of his wounds. And, you know, we're moving to the summer. There's been a couple of movies that have been produced over the last few years that have been suppressed that showed any acts of violence against cops because they don't want that portrayal. They don't want you to retaliate against the cops, but they're not going to give us fair justice in regards to prosecution, in regards to sentencing, more or less an eye for an eye. You're not going to get that if it's a situation where, you know, you or one of your family members are injured or lose their lives at the hands of police brutality or just flat out
mm-hmm.
police murder.
Mm-hmm.
Things are brewing, but it's more along the lines of, hey, hush, Negro, and play ball, basically.
Yeah. You know,
the undertone.
It's been like that for years. I remember an article, I never forget it. The cover picture was a black man playing with a basketball in his hand, and then on his ankle was a ball and chain to the basketball. You know what I'm saying? And it was the most graphic thing I ever seen. It was basically saying that if you are an athlete, you are a slave, and you are not really. You may get $1 million to shoot that ball, throw that ball, swing that club. You know what I'm saying? But the reality is, you're a new kind of slave. You know, and that was so profound to me. It stuck to me all my life, and that was over what? I think that was over 27 years ago. I seen that. It was 27 mm-hmm. years ago, and I still stuck to my head today about that. You know, sort of got me away from mainstream sports because of it. I mean. I still watch sports, but my idea of sports is playing chess, watching the United States Chess Federation or something. So that's it. I don't go into it too deep. But I think what's going on here is a lot of these, and I'm starting to notice it now, the police departments are now going back to the old cases that's been sitting in the office collecting dust when the charges were brought to the police officers for being swirly or whirly or whatever you want to call it, or disruptive and not doing their job properly. They're now bringing them forward. The Breonna Taylor case, they're taking up, what, an eighth look at it again. This time they're going straight at the police department. There's an internal investigation going on. Derrick Brown, looking at that. They keep going at these old cases that has already passed, but now because of Derek Sobin's case has now been guilty, now you suddenly see these things keep popping up all day. Watch what's going to happen. I'll tell y'all. Watch what's going to happen. You're going to start seeing cases from 1988 or something start popping up in especially in the South, and they're going to be coming up, like bringing these cases up, and it's going to bring me say his name, say her name. It's going to be up and raw. I mean, it's going to be so much of this going on that basically it's going to get to the point that these police officers, they're just going to either have to get about being a police officer or they're going to have to be ready to go to jail. Because I tell you right now, what's going to happen, they get in these jail cells, they're going to have to be separated from the mainstream populace of the jail, because people are going to want to beat them. They're going to stab them, beat them up, fight with them, whatever they're going to do. Now, what I'm starting to notice on a trend, on a police error, what's been going on is this. Yes, he's the police officer or the sheriff or the county or whatever has been, all right, he's on pay relief. So let me tell you something about this paid time off or whatever you want to call it. All it is saying, okay, good officer, guess what? Get a little vacation time, and you still get paid for it. That's how I've been seeing this. And it's like, okay, you basically, I'm paying you. You're still getting paid because you, even though you whooped the hell out and shot that kid dead, now you get paid relief. I'm still paying you and paying time off. You can still pay your bills and so on and so forth until we do investigation. It's just completely crazy. Wow. I'm telling y'all, this is something that, you know, we definitely going to have to get into a little bit more because we've talked about this. We've had the chief of police on here. Police commissioners come on. We've had the military police officers come on the show. And we've talked about this, and it's been a subject that's, I mean, you can't stop. You want to stop it. You really want to say, hey, listen, I really don't want to talk about this no more, but you know what? It keeps on happening, and we need to find a way to either do it. Training needs to be done over. Reaction time needs to be done over. The way people approach people, it's got to be a proper safe distance. Protocols need to be going, please, because trust me, I've done searches, I've done seizures, I've done search and seizures, I've done situations where I had to do a formal report and investigations as a security officer, as well as a brother in the nation. I had to do investigations to make sure that the sister wasn't getting abused or beaten. I have I've been in those situations where, you know, where we got a call to the mosque and find out sister's crying, and then 12 of us have to go, or 5 of us have to go investigate what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And doing that kind of community policing, it's not you have to be very careful, because you can, if you say the wrong thing or you put in the wrong report, somebody could end up hurt or put in jail. So, you know, yes, I have to be delicate. So, with that being said, you know, I just think, you know, this is something that we really need to look at and say, listen, policing is not an easy job. I understand that. But at the same time, your job is
to make it time.
To make it, you know, to make the proper call, make the proper saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. But beyond that, we're definitely going to get into that a little more. But what I want to do is also, since this is rolling into the new week, so Sister Sophia, happy Mother's Day in advance.
Oh, thank you.
So we want to wish you and everybody out there, all your mothers out there, happy Mother's Day to you. We want to let you know that we love you and we are out here for you. And you know, and my mama's up in heaven. I know she's watching down. She listens to the show. So I love you too, Mama. All right. But anyway,
yeah.
You get going. That was the news.
That's the news, man.
From NFL Radio Studios in Sanford, Maine. Local and national and international news. Keeping you updated to the current events. It's NSF Radio News.
All right, folks. All right. Let's get down to
Brother Alfred. Brother Alfred.
Yes, sir.
Brother Alfred. Before
yes,
we
sir.
Move on, I'm gonna park the police brutality stuff, but before we move on, I'll be remiss to say if we move forward without saying rest in peace to three of the notable hip-hop people that have passed away over the last three weeks, which was DMX, which we acknowledge, Black Rob, and more recently Shaq T, a.k.a. otherwise known as Humpy Hump from back in the days. And just ending it as such, rest in peace, gentlemen, but to all the men and women. Health as well.
Right.
Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I just want to say, you know, I did was going to mention that, you know, I did hear the funeral service with DMX and his daughter came up in there. She did a little rap and everything. It was beautiful. And she started rapping about her dad and with her dad and saying her dad's right there with her. And, you know, she's beautiful with her brothers and sisters. It was beautiful. So, you know what I'm saying? But that actually ties into what we're talking about today because it's faith. That little girl has faith in her dad, that her dad is with her. She has faith that which her dad has taught her. She wasn't up there crying. She wasn't up there crying too much. But she was putting a little rap out there, and she was moving off of and saying, "My dad's still with me," and she said that too. You know, and that, you know, just like Humpty, man, you know, that brother knew he was gonna go, but he said, "You know what?" I remember watching an old video. He said, "When I'm gone, you know, it's going to be a party." You know what I'm saying? And he always brought that funk today. You know, even with them different color noses, I used to love watching him, man. But you know, it just proved. So I want to give a shout out to them too. I agree with that, bro. I definitely want to co-sign that. So everybody out there, those from the past and those in our future, we want to let you know that, you know, we do support you. We love you, and calling our hearts and prayers. So everybody keep that prayer up, and post your yes back. Let's do it like this. Everybody out there, who is your favorite artist that has passed away, and what is their favorite song? What's the best moment in your life? I want you to all post it up on the forum today. Let me know who you think it is. All right, and get at us. Let us know what's going on. What is your minds think about when it comes to music? Those who have passed away and out there, tell me what you think. What is your favorite? Who is your favorite artist? Who is your favorite musician? And let us know. And if you keep it up, if we like what you hear, you might get a prize in the mail. Okay? Well, here's what we're going to do. We're sending out a Powerhouse hoodie right to your house. Right to your house right there for you. All right? So get it at us. Get the form. You might win. All right? Okay. Everybody, listen. I want to just say this. that when we talk about faith, that faith is not, you know, it's a deeper subject that we just try to just look at from so many angles that, you know, we look at the story of Abraham, we look at the story of Jesus, Yahweh, or, you know, we look at the story of, we look at Muhammad, and we look at the story of, you know, of anybody that has been an influence on beliefs, on a person's belief, whether it's themselves or outward or upward or internally. Okay? So, you know, I think what it is for me that, you know, we should just be able to look at these issues of faith and be able to say, listen, this is what you can do to strengthen that faith. For all those who might feel like, okay, I lost faith in God or I lost faith in myself, well, these are some of the tips that we can put out together. So what we're going to do today is we're going to try to help you, give you tips to help strengthen your faith, whether it's in yourself or God or any belief that system that you may have, okay? It is very vital in today's world. We hear about killing each other. We hear about people, you know, hurting more and more, and mentally illness is on the rise, you know. But who's helping them strengthen their faith so they can get through the tough times, you know? So I'm going to bring out to you what Sister Sophia, since you are the love expert on the field right now, how can you strengthen your faith in love?
First, I believe that you have to start with loving who you are. And a lot of people actually don't do that, and they struggle either finding people that will give them the love that they need. And I believe it's because of the lack of love that they have towards themselves. So if you love yourself, that means you have faith in who you are. So that's the main tip. Once you do that, then you can start having faith in other things, and, you know, faith in God, because faith in nature, whatever it is, the universe whatever works for you, because you were here. You just being here is divine. So faith in that, faith in yourself, and I believe that you'll begin to start attracting people, and then you'll be able to realize and recognize love versus somebody that doesn't love you, you know, and that's going to bring harm in your life. You know, some people are, you know, they're on your path, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily here for you to, I mean, here to stay in your life. You need to be able to recognize that and say, hey, what am I supposed to get from this? But a lot of the issues that we do even have in society, I think it comes from a lack of love for the self, because if you truly love the self, you can spread that love around. You have love for other things, but when there's some self-hate going on, then that's why we experience these tragic events that we see happening to other people. So that's my little tip on increasing your faith in yourself, and just in general, start with yourself. Start focus on who you are. Believe in yourself, then spread that around.
All right, Brother Tom.
Okay.
For the man of the street, you got the ears of the street. So look, what you think is, how does the person strengthen their faith? Whether it's walking, just walking, or just being able to maintain normalcy.
We talking mental health illness right now, and I'm going to do a couple things. First of all, I want to make a special request to Brother Alfred. When we go into that break, I'm going to go ahead and give you my request. Mr. DJ, I want to hear George Michael, because I got to have faith, faith, faith. I got to have faith, faith, faith. Rest in peace, George Michael.
All right.
One of my favorites.
You got it. You got
it,
brother.
Favorite songs. That was one of my favorite songs, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you a story about George Michaels, right? I'm going to tell you a personal story about George Michaels. And it kind of goes mental. It kind of covers phobias and adoration all in one. George Michael's from the group Wham, guy from England. I'm a kid, right? Kid in the 80s, so I'm gonna date myself at between 7 and 10, somewhere in that timeline. So this is kind of crazy because, like, we don't think about things subconsciously and the subliminals that we're seeing and hearing often. And then once we become an adult and then we get more substance to where there's a deeper explanation to things, I was crushed mentally when I found out that George Michael was homosexual. That's mental. That's affecting my mental, my psyche, because I'm looking at this guy being a strong sex symbol, having the appeal in the 80s, a ladies' man, quote unquote, you know, with the British explosion coming over to America and their music actually, you know, going and running the charts in the 80s with Wham and his solo career. And I was like, it kind of made me question a lot of things as a young man, learning who he was as far as what he identified with in his sexual orientation. And so I'm just recounting some of those nice ballads that he sung, and I was like, man, dang, in the immature sense. I was like, man, I was singing to a man when he was singing, because I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet, they got no. I was like, he wasn't. And so this is like, you have to be careful, and this ties into faith. You have to be careful in who you put your faith into, because when you idolize demigods as he was on earth, you know, with the celebrity and the stardom that he achieved and the influence that he had, the power of persuasion through music and influence, imagine how many people he gave courage to that live that life that he was living and choice to actually come out. But in a person like me, in the innocence of a child just enjoying the music, look at the damage. I'm 42 years old, and I can kind of still talk about how that impacted me just in theory, not necessarily where it took me in the physical, because it didn't take me anywhere, but just in my mind, it just kind of like, I mean, pardon my French, it F-U-G-G, it fugged me up.
Yeah.
When I was sitting there, because I'm just like, wow. He duped me. That's literally how I felt. I felt like he duped me. But, I mean, where we can take this at now, just changing gears with mental health and stuff, you have to find a lot of you have to self-treat yourself, man. Because everything that we believe in as far as clinical help, you kind of fall into that situation of what I just said. You having faith in something, and then that faith screws you over because it really wasn't what it was. So imagine how many people you're actually going to sit down with and share your intimate thoughts and reasons, your rhyming reasonings in regards to why you're questioning yourself or battling and struggling with things personally, and then They messed up. They battling drug addiction. They battling pedophilia. So they have their own interpersonal things, but they're fulfilling things, quote unquote, as a career, as a job, and being therapist, and being, you know, clinical assistants at medical treatment facilities, and it's not always the right thing to do to just say, let me take it to man, because even the Bible tell you that, you know, don't give all your worries and burdens to men. So, you know, so you know, some things that I've done. And I'm about to plug my friend business because I use it. And we had a real deep discussion. We had a deep discussion about this the other day because I purchased her products. And, you know, you guys can find her at Intimate Alchemy. Intimate Alchemy. She sells aromatherapy salts. And these things that I purchased were called, you can find them on my Instagram. They're like the second or third thing up there. But you could, I purchased some shower steamers.
What?
And I didn't know what it was. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I mean, she was just hyping it up.
Hold on. How do you not know
me.
What that was? Come on, man. You're supposed to be the ear on the street. Like, everybody's got one.
No. Yeah. No. But see, listen, Brother Alpha. When you don't know, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. It, like, you know, Biggie said, if you don't know, now you know. I'm being honest that I didn't know what it was. And I say, what does it do, friend? She was like, well, you just drop it in the shower while you're taking a shower, and it releases, you know, aromas, scents to kind of help you open up your pores when you're taking a shower. So now when I called her, because I waited, like, patiently, I'm like, man, I need this box, man. I spent, you know what I'm saying, a big amount with her because I support my friends and their business.
Right.
You know, I support small business. And so my box came in. I'm opening them up. I'm like, whoa, can't wait to take a shower. Now, I had to take a trip. And I was a little beat because I had to get up before day because one of my employees, they locked the keys out the trucks. And I had to go, that's all good, man. It's all good. Price of doing business. I had to get up and deal with that, you know, pre-dawn. It kind of broke my sleep. And then I went back home. I had a schedule. I had to do some things in the afternoon. But I was tired. You know, I was a little bushed after that. So, needless to say, I popped this Dial salt into the shower steamer, into the shower, and it's called Motivation.
Right.
And I'm in there, and I'm doing my deep tissue, I'm doing my deep yoga breathing while I'm just standing in the shower. If you don't know what that is, that means you're just inhaling your lungs and you're just blowing, exhaling, you know, and I'm just, I'm in the shower, I'm like, something is different about this. So I was feeling good. So I called my friend afterwards, and she picked up the phone, and I'm like, ah! And she's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, man, that works so good. I got so much energy. I'm in throughs. You know, as they say, you know, they've been throwing these words around. I'm pulling from the commercials. You know, I felt reinvigorated, you know. And she was like,
did it tickle?
Like, I like it. But this, again, you know, when I'm giving these stories, like, they all tie in to mental health. So we just chopping it up. We talking and stuff. And I'm saying to her, I say, you know what you should do with something like this? Man, get these to the people in the mental institutions that are intaking people that got to get Baker-acted, you know, because they're coming in high as a kite, drunk as a skunk, or just, you know, struggling with what's going on with them psychologically. And I said, you know, this would be a great way for them to get in and try to open their mind up, clear their head in the initial phase of being entered into the facility. And then on the back end, when it's time for them to go, have them pop another one in, you know, so as they're returning back to the outside world, after they've, you know, had their cool-off period, I was like, if it makes me feel this good, and I really don't think anything's technically wrong with me where I'm off my rockers like that, but I'm like, if this makes me feel good, I can only imagine how it would make them feel, but also, you know, the people that have to intake patients where they may come in and their hygiene may not have been up to par because they may have not showered in quite some time. Or they may smell like booze or, unfortunately, vomit, any given thing that could be a bad odor. This is kind of like a cleansing to offset it when they're coming in. And so she says to me, she's like, man, listen,
that's crazy that you was able to give me that kind of insight or opinion about how to get this to other people, because she said she lost her, she had twins. She lost one of the twins during birth, and this was a bad period for her. She said, I created my products because the only time I could find my mental peace is when I was taking a bath or in the shower. And that really is the motivation and the purpose of my product. And again, that is Intimate Alchemy. I have no stake in the company. I'm just giving y'all some options of some alternative, natural alternatives of where you can, you know, possibly find your space, man. And I did it this morning when I woke up, hopped in the shower, I cut the lights off. I don't even take a shower with the lights on. Cut the lights off, drop one in there. Just took those first 3-4 minutes, just take some deep breaths and letting the water beat on my neck and just like, you know, open myself up, opening my mind up and getting the energy, as you can hear in this conversation. So those are where I suggest for people to start, man, and start looking at holistic ways, man, going to not marijuana. Mm-hmm. You know, go get you some herbs, some jasmine, some lavender, some dandelion roots, things of that nature. Drink you some tea, calm yourself. And more importantly, for people, man, if you just start reading again, I think for a lot of people, it would unblock so much stuff in your head if you just people just start returning to reading. In general, because it takes the distraction. Any books, anything that piques your interest, it would just take the distractions away because you're bombarded from the moment you open your eyes. Most people ain't dropping down to their knees and praying to Allah and praying to, you know, Jesus Christ. They rolling over and grabbing that phone, knocking that alarm off, and then they going straight to stroll down the timelines and see what happened last night when they went to sleep, you know, or what they missed, or something to that effect. You know, we praying to the gods or the hands of the cell phone more than we praying to God itself. And you're met with is the things that we've discussed thus far. You're met with the constant violence. They're going to highlight that. That's going to trend very high. You're going to see people who are socially struggling financially, you know, or you're going to see some misogynistic stuff that, you know, all of this stuff entering into your third eye, your pineal, and when you wake up in the morning, it kind of sets the tone for how your day going to go. And yeah. I know this firsthand, man. I'm driving the other day talking to my guy, and I'm like, be careful over there, man, because something could happen with your tire. I'm going off because it turned into a situation. And I'm going off. I'm on the phone with him. And, man, 5 minutes down the road, poof, my tire blew out. That energy, that frequency, man, it just, what you get caught up in the rapture with a lot of times, it just seeps into you and it resonates and it goes all the way through until all of the bad BS that you're forecasting becomes your reality.
Yeah.
And if you don't change that where you can, you know, alleviate that and get that out your mental, that's what you're going to be experiencing over and over and over again. Because my America, compared to my brother's America who live right next door to me, is always two different worlds.
Yeah.
And it's all based on what you except as your principles, your core values, and what you harbor in your mind. Because some people can say, man, this pandemic messed me up. And I'm out here showing all what teeth left I have in my mouth. And I'm like, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Because it's two different worlds.
Yeah.
And it starts in your mind.
Just like you mentioned earlier about the who was that guy that made the speech saying that there's no racial issue? So everything's yeah, so somebody's living over here, got this going on, somebody living right next to you, don't see it that way. But something you said earlier about having faith in people, and you mentioned that the Bible does speak on that. That is true. And so that's why you have to be very careful with that, because, like, since you brought up music, I'm going to bring up music. So my favorite artist is R. Kelly. I have family members. There you go. I love R. Kelly. Oh, my God.
Now, when a woman said, I'm going to still play this on R. Kelly. I don't care what they say.
I have family members on both sides. So I'm saying, no, I'm not listening to his music anymore after what he's done. No, I can't. And so the thing is, like, you listened to, you said, what was his name?
George Michael.
So you listened to him. Yeah. And once you found out who he really was, you was like, oh, no. So as people, we have to realize that people live their own lives. They're not human. I mean, they are human. They're not perfect. That's what I meant to say. They're not perfect. And so, yes, their gift may be in music or whatever it is they're doing, sports or whatever, acting, but then you realize that somebody is in polyamory, or you realize somebody is in an open relationship, then that rocks your world. So we have to take people's gifts just for what it is and not make these people like gods, like you mentioned, because the moment that we start making these people gods and then we find out who they really are, then, yes, it's going to rock us because we had our faith in that person where it should not have been. Yes, we can love their music because R. Kelly has inspired so many people. Like you said, some people are here because of his music. They were born. They were conceived to some R. Kelly. Some people stopped dancing but then started dancing again because of his music, Step in the Name of Love. So if you take the message, I think, and not the person, then we all can have great stories, something beautiful to say, something that inspires somebody. But the moment that you start making these people God, then that's where we're going to, of course our world is going to be rocked. So I think that's also important. But you should have faith in who you are being here, because you know you can speak for yourself. You can't speak for someone else, even though you would like to, but you can't. You can control whatever it is that you can do. And so, like you said, it's all in your mind, too. What are you telling yourself? And I looked up your friend as we were speaking, that's intimate. I'm going to get me some stuff because I love stuff like that. Like, I have stuff in my bath when I take it, so I'm going to try some of her stuff. So thank you for that. But, yeah, so you can't – to me, you just can't put your faith in these people. Yes, I love R. Kelly. Some people are, like, bashing, like, don't play his music. You better not say, you need to stop. My brother was like, no, I'm not listening to his music, and you shouldn't either, because now – but then that means, are we holding – unforgiveness in our heart? You know, is everybody so perfect that when they mess up or they do something, we can't forgive? And then, you know, especially if we're talking about we're Christians or you're Christians, and then saying, hey, people make mistakes, but not saying that we should look the other way and ignore it and act like it doesn't happen. But people are human. No one is perfect, especially when you come into money. A lot of people end up seeing things differently, and they like their power, and they feel like they can get away with a lot of stuff until they get caught. So I just think, keep your faith not in people. Keep it in the message. Keep it in, you know, yourself and what you can do and what it is that you believe in. But when we go into people and all of this stuff, because people will let you down. And a lot of times these people that are killing their parents and stuff, they've been let down for some, whatever it is. Put your faith in yourself, you know, in God or whatever it is, the divine being that you believe in. And I think that will help people stay away from all this negativity. And then also there's a lot of stuff like Brother Tone just mentioned that you can do, tools like holistic healing, these showers, these meditations. Like, I wake up and I have meditations playing, or if I don't do it right in the morning, I do it at some point in the morning in my day, and then whenever I can throughout the evening. So it relaxes your mind, and it's about focusing on you and getting that peace, that inner peace that you have. So it's plenty of tools that you can use to strengthen your faith, but I'm going to stick with what I said, focusing on yourself, because once you do that, you'll definitely see some difference. And people are not loving themselves. They're hating themselves for how they look, how they think, or their lack of accomplishing this or that, or their parents don't approve of this. They're disappointed. So focus on you. Make yourself happy.
Right.
True that.
And I wanted to add to that, and just say that I think that the best way you can try to don't just look for a simple list, okay? Some people, the list doesn't work, okay? This is what I need to do. That's what I need to do. No. What you do is, you know what makes you feel comfortable. You know what makes your heart expressing that love, that feeling, or that emotion of achievement. So look at yourself and think, not to sound corny or nothing, but think happy thoughts. And happy thoughts and happy results will come, you know? And that's the best way I could say is on that point of view.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed.
All right. It's about that time to pay the bills. You know what it is. So we'll be back in 2 and 2.
I like that one, too, though, Brother Alfred.
Out.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with 20 mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio as Wente.
All right, everybody, we know what it is. It's been going on, been talking about it. We're talking about faith. You know, we're trying to basically give you help, we push you through that dark time. We want to make sure, you know, that you have a little bit of advice, something that you may not have heard before, or that you may have forgotten, or to be reminding you on how you can strengthen your faith. You know, sometimes we, you know, we go through life, we have a busy schedule on a constant basis, and, you know, we lose faith in ourselves, or our communities, our societies, our just the basic understanding of God. It's not just God. You know, when we grow up, most of the time when we think about faith, we think about, okay, God, Jesus, Allah, you know, Abraham, you know, it's more than that. Faith is, it's been, as we defined it, it's beyond just one measure, one measurement. It's a multitude of measurements, all right? And it can be defined in different categories and different ways to look at it. So now, you know, we want to be able to close the books today. You know, we want to hear from you. So call the number 516-418-5805. Call into the show. All right, or better yet, post your questions up on there. And we might even give out a prize today. Let me let you know, get yourself a Powerhouse Squad coat and hoodie right sent right to your house, your door, from the squad right to you. Okay? So I'm going to just basically say this, what I've learned when on my 43 of times, years, or, you know, in aches and pains, that you have to have faith. Faith is a primary source of life, just like breathing. You believe that you can breathe, so therefore you have faith in your breath, what you know, what comes in and out of you. You know, oxygen, carbon monoxide. You know, oxygen, carbon. Your body's producing this atmosphere. It's a belief system. Your body is based off of belief. We have to look at these things and keep these things in mind. I think definitely when you are trying to maintain a normal life and the world goes crazy on you. So you need a source of a belief system and a strength that forms into a strong faith. And if you cannot have strong faith, then guess what? Your life or that day you're going through or the day you hear this, you might be going through some problems. So my advice to you, and as your brother out there, is to look at yourself and find that one spot that you love about yourself, that one spot where you know that you are worth something. Because you are worth them. Do not ever go out in this world thinking that you are not worth anything. You are worth more than anybody can put a value on you. Because you value yourself first. So my advice to you is if you are out there today and you are hearing this, whether you are white, black, Latino, purple, red, Asian, polka dot. You have value. You complete the world. Because everything you do affects everyone around you. And when you affect things around you, you affect the whole world as a whole. The There's an old saying when he talks about string theory. There's a theory of you take a string, and it could be a thick rope, like a thick rope. You take a thick rope. Now you unravel the rope, it splits into different variables, but it's still one. It was one piece, became many pieces, but it's still the same rope. And different variants on that piece has changed, but it's still rope. Your effect on the world is higher than you can even fathom in your own subconscious. See, if I learn something and I study something and I study something for 12 years, but I take that knowledge that I learned from someone else to help me better other people or better myself. But when I better myself, I'm also bettering my community, or as you say in Arabic, my ummah. You're bettering your family, you know, or you say Italiano, familia, you know, you're bettering this thing. This is the thing that we need to be doing on a constant basis, to make sure that when we are value on something, we understand what that value truly is, and what that faith goes, you know, surrounds itself. So I just wanted to basically add that to the whole program about that issue and go from there. But beyond that, that's what I think. So, everybody, so what's going on? Wait, anybody's got anything special coming on this week? What's going on your shows, on your on podcasts? What's going on? Talk to me.
Go ahead. Oh, thank you. Well, I have a free master class, how to turn your breakup into a wake up. You can find that on my website, SophiaAlexandria.com. Check it out, because I believe the message that we were talking about today goes hand in hand with this. All the tools we're telling you about is about getting to you, getting to yourself, spending time catering to yourself, loving yourself, understanding who you are, making yourself feel better. So this course is definitely for you if you have, you're still struggling, you've divorced, broken up, and you just can't get over that hump. Then check out that free master class that will give you some inspiration that you need to get moving. SophiaAlexandria.com.
All right, Brother Tom, what's going on?
Man, on the Talking Chit podcast, y'all check me out, the Talking Chit, C-H-I-T podcast. You can find me there. Last two shows, man, I did The Miseducation of the Black Woman. It's a little ratchet. Myself, Anya, and Coach Terrence came on there just talking about some of the unfavorable opinions of black women, as that sister had some grievance to hash out with her cousin, and we did it on my show. It was rather interesting. And you can always get the real me, so y'all can listen and also get to know me through my shows. I had a branding class, building your brand class with E. Reed, powered by a stereo app. So I took one of those conversations off and flipped it and just threw it up there as a little bonus show to the Talking Chit podcast. And I mean, we good, we rolling, man. We got over 10,000 listeners that have listened to the show at some given time. We appreciate everything there, and you know, you can find me simply on every platform. But the easiest way to find me, if you want to just go to my link tree, and you can just put in Tone Robin on link tree, and you can find me there. Or you can just find me on Instagram, which is even easier, and that's the number one, TONE.Robin. That's my Instagram. You can find me there. I put my shows out randomly. I really don't keep a schedule because I have quite a few things going on. I don't know. You might see me pop up next year at the NFL draft as an agent. So, you know, I'm contemplating right now if I want to get into that arena. I just got a variety of things. I live life as a free spirit, man. You know, I feel like I've come full circle. If I could be blessed with the birth of a daughter, I would have conquered everything that a human can do. You know, I've been married, been divorced, a boy, need a girl, you know. And once I complete that full circle, I mean, hey, I'm just balling until I go, man. There's no limitations for me.
All right.
Let's let everybody else know what we're doing out here up in the headquarters HQ for NSF Radio, also subsidiary of the National Stadium Fatherhood. We will be having the NSF Jam, a 3-day conference festival where we're going to have hip-hop on Fridays, rock and roll, metal on Saturdays, and Sunday we'll be doing that old home cooking country style. All right, you know what we're doing. And it's definitely, it's going to be smack in the middle of the summer. So you know what? You'll be able to get that COVID, maybe, you know, do that. Of course, we're going to have that social distancing. Please wear a mask if you do come. The date will be posted on the NSF Radio app as well as be posted on the National Saving Fatherhood Foundation calendar. So please stay tuned, participate, get involved, and definitely is something you really want to get into. So today's been, we've been just like closing the books on this issue of faith, but we also want to let everybody know that, listen, we officially are a member of the Maine Chamber of Commerce, so you guys can check us out. We're out there for you, promoting out there. I want to give a shout out to paycom.com. They basically, if you're having trouble in your payroll, in your HR department, please, please use paycom.com and tell them that NSF Radio sent you. And if you have any questions, please give us a call back at 516-418-5805. We can help you process and get you looked up with them immediately and definitely make sure get that tension and that stress of doing HR work away. All right? So with that being said, listen, there's going to be a link for Sister Sophia's thing and Brother Tones out there. So get your app. If you do not have the app, please download the app. Please get your questions in there today. And I know Sister Sophia and the Brother Tone, they'll be glad to answer your questions. Definitely if you're going to do the classes or you want to listen about the podcast or any programs coming up right there for you, please get that app. Post your questions. Post your concerns or your ideas. If you like to hear a specific kind of music or sound, please get the app right now. Download it. Go to your Google Play Store right now. It's there. Also, don't forget, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You know what it is. Press the button. You know what it is. Like and subscribe. You'll get content. We push it out every week. You know, the Powerhouse Squad is there. And hopefully next week, hopefully we'll be back in the building right now. But so in the meanwhile, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody, say thank you for listening. And we're going to close it out a little bit early. I thought we was going to go the whole hour, but I guess we didn't. Well, you know what? I think we covered it all. So if there's nothing else we can say, hey, nothing else we can do, we want to say we love you and we appreciate you. The Powerhouse Squad is left to build.
Amen.
You know what time it is.
It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad. The Radio.
The Powerhouse Squad. The Wisdom has left the house. Tone Robbins.
Live and direct, man.
Kofie Afuore.
Video. I am Hills Kofie Afuore.
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom. It's the basis of understanding of the subject. Our newest member to the Powerhouse Squad.
Sophia Alexandria.
The Power Squad has gone home. See you, folks.